Welcome back to the You Are Immeasurable podcast. I'm Tanisha Hyde, your relationship transformation agitator. Our podcast is dedicated to my fellow Gen X women who have been surviving by hiding behind the mask that we are conditioned to wear and silently suffering from the overwhelm that we feel just trying to be all things to all people. Now, the focus of the podcast is going to be mindset, forgiveness, identifying, acknowledging, and healing our shadow self and our inner traumas from past things that we have not dealt with, and becoming reacquainted with our full, true, authentic self. Our episodes will air weekly, and the purpose of our episodes is to remind you that you are beautifully perfect in all your imperfections, and that no matter who you are, you cannot pour from an empty cup. I'm here to hold space for you, to support you through your transformation, to agitate your thoughts, and to give you inspiration that will help guide you through your healing, your rebuilding, and reevaluating your relationships, starting with the relationship that you have with yourself and then moving on to your relationships with others. Are you ready for this? Are you ready for the mask to come off and to live freely in your beautiful, authentic self? Well, if so, I want you to grab a glass of your favorite beverage. I've got mine, and we're going to virtually toast to one another's transformation. You ready? Let's get started. So welcome back to the You Are Immeasurable podcast. And today we are going to continue our conversation regarding the love languages. And we're going to talk about acts of service today. Now, I know it's been a couple weeks since we were talking about the love languages. We did talk about words of affirmation. I even challenged you guys to put that intentionally into action in your life. And I'd really, really like to hear how that, if you did it, I'd really like to hear how that impacted you or impacted those that you shared those words with. So we did take a little bit of a break, and I had two awesome interviews the last couple weeks. And I really hope you guys listened and even checked these ladies out, because both Dr. Beth Stewart and Andrea Kay are amazing women doing great things. So if those things spoke to you, I really do hope that you did check them out. But moving right along, getting into acts of service. Now, I want to look at it, or I want to kind of give you a little bit of a broader, I guess, premise around this, because this is something that I've noticed and something that I've realized. Being a relationship transformation agitator, people always immediately go to romantic relationships. But we have to realize that it's not just about our romantic relationships. And then maybe that is the reason that everything is in such chaos, in such turmoil today, because we think that we only have to put our energy and our intention and our focus on our romantic relationships. And we're just letting everything else just run around willy-nilly doing whatever, because we're not thinking about it as a important relationship. And we have to fix that. We have to fix our mindset around what a relationship is. And so getting into the love language acts of service, that is a love language that can really, really shake some shit up and make and create and start and initiate some changes in all of our worlds. Not just our individual romantic situation, but in our world all around, all encompassing. Acts of service is about coming together. Acts of service is about giving a damn about someone else's burden or plight or what they've got going on, their frustrations, their situations, their circumstances. And it's about lightening that load for someone else. And yes, because we do a lot of times focus this on our romantic relationships and situations. So yeah, you'll hear people say, well, you know what? She comes home every day and she's worked all day and she's tired and she doesn't want to have to wash the dishes and clean up the kitchen in order to be able to prepare dinner. And then she has to prepare dinner and then she has to cook dinner and then she has to clean up everything from the preparation, cleaning up everything from the actual cooking of the meal. And that just adds to her tiredness, adds to her overwhelm, adds to her stress. So why not, you know, she's on her way home, run in there real quickly and wash those dishes. Or earlier in the day, if maybe she forgot to take out something for dinner, you being forward thinking and wanting to lighten her load, you do that for her. You grab something out of the freezer, sit it out to unthaw or whatever. Or maybe even if the meal has already been planned, you know what it's going to be. Do some prep ahead of time for her so that all she has to do is swoop in, cook it, and then, you know, you take care of the after dinner dishes and those things. And all of that, don't get me wrong, it's freaking fantastic. It's fantastic. So I'm not saying don't do that. But what I'm saying is look at it through a broader lens. Look at it through a broader lens. Say, for example, you know that your mom isn't feeling well. And yeah, we're busy, right? We're adults. We have lives. We have careers. We have businesses. We have kids. We have spouses. We have boyfriends, girlfriends, significant others, whatever. So yeah, we do have a lot going on in our own life. But again, it's about lightening another's load. Doesn't have to be that person that you're romantically involved with. Because again, we have various relationships in our lives. We have our parental relationships, right? What is your relationship like with your mom and dad? We have our children. In my case, all of my children are adults. So they've got other things going on outside of what I see when they're in the house or when they're around me, things like that. So, you know, is that a relationship that, hey, we can strengthen or we can take it another direction by an act of service? And yes, it's about paying attention to those around you and see what ignites something in them, what they truly, truly appreciate. So if you know for a fact that someone's love language is acts of service, once more, even if you're not in a romantic relationship with them, but you have a connection to them, you have a relation to them, then what is wrong with lightening their load? So going back to my example, you find out that your mom isn't feeling good when something's going on. You might give her a call. Hey, you know, mom, what's happening? Tell me what's going on with you. She gives you the rundown, or depending on your mom, you could have one of those moms that doesn't really give you all the details because she doesn't want to worry you or bother you or burden you or what have you. You know, but still ask that, inquire. What's going on? How you feeling? What the doctors say? And then based off of that, you know what it is that you can do to help out in that situation. And it doesn't have to be anything major. It doesn't have to be anything that's going to give you another financial burden or financial load that you're going to have to figure out how to sort through later or anything like that. Because we've always been taught this. It's always been said that it's the little things that mean the most. And yes, we do live in this society where everybody is all about the big thing, right? You want somebody to buy you the big house, the nice newest car with all the amenities and features. We want all of these $4,000 and $5,000 bags and red bottoms and all of this, again, trivial bullshit. that's not going to mean anything in a couple weeks or a couple months or the next season or whatever. But those, just those little things that make someone know that you are thinking about them, that you are there to support them, that you just wanted them to know that, hey, you know you got whatever happening, and I just wanted to make it that much easier for you. This is a major thing in any and every relationship that you may be in. Again, it doesn't just have to be romantic, which, yes, that definitely, you want to make sure that in your romantic relationships that you are paying attention to these things. And that, hey, if your partner's love, primary love language is acts of service, then yeah, you want to make sure that you're doing those things, that you're making that effort, that you're taking those steps because you want to lighten their load. You want them to know that you're supported. You want them to know that I got your back. I'm here for you and I see you. I see that this thing right here stresses you out. So I'm going to handle that for you. You ain't got to worry about it. I see that this over here, you're a little bit concerned about it. Maybe you might feel, maybe it's they're short on a bill, or say they're in school. There's an assignment that's just wrecking their brain. They can't figure it out. Offer some assistance. Find a YouTube video or something. Hey, have you checked this out? This guy really breaks this down in XYZ, blah, blah, blah. Again, those little things that show that you're paying attention, that you give a damn, that you care, that this shit is real, that they can trust you, that they can lean on you to support them and help them out. Again, this works with parental relationships, your grandparents, your sisters, brothers, aunts, uncles, cousins, your kids, people at work. Maybe you have a work friend or somebody that you know that they've got something going on. You see it in them. You see them every day and you're like, yeah, something's off about them. Hey, inquire. Maybe it's just a little bit of something. And again, going back to words of affirmation, maybe they just need to hear, you got this, it's going to be okay. Or maybe it's, I don't know, my car broke down and it jacked up my budget and I'm just trying to figure out how I'm going to make it through the day with nothing to eat because I don't have lunch money. Hey, that's something. And it doesn't, again, doesn't have to be major. $5, $10. Hey, I went down to the cafeteria, got you this gift certificate, or I ran to, I don't know, Wendy's, Subway, whatever, to grab me lunch. And I got this gift card for you for today or for the rest of the week or whatever. Again, just to be a support, just to be a support and to let people know that there are people in this world that give a damn, that care. And remember, then when you do these things, it's not because you want to be paid back. It's not because you're looking to receive anything back from them. It's because you want to let them know that you got them, that you see them, that you just wanted to take a little bit of that pressure off of them and let them know that, hey, if you need me, you can lean on me. I'm here to support you. I'm here to help, again, lighten that load. All right. Yes, this was a quick one, but I really, really hope that this resonates with you guys. Again, I'd love to hear your comments regarding the words of affirmation. And if you have comments about the acts of service love language, I'd love to hear that as well. So, hey, again, I hope this helps. I hope it makes sense. Hope it resonates with you, and I hope it gives you some ideas on how you can improve and build any and all the relationships in your life. All right? Until next time, cheers to your transformation.
Thank you for listening to the You Are Immeasurable podcast. I hope you enjoyed the episode.
I would like for you to remember to subscribe so that way you'll get a notification every time a new episode is posted. Remember, if you want
to share your thoughts or your concerns, or you have something to add to the conversation, feel free to leave me a comment. And also, if you're enjoying my content and the things that we're talking about, make sure that you leave me your 5-star ratings. Also, if you want to continue the conversation, you can join my Facebook group. It is free and it's called Owning Your Season. It'll also be listed for you below in the show notes. So again, thank you for joining. And until next time, cheers to your transformation.